During the height of protests over Black Lives Matter last summer, a history buff in Indianapolis decided to bring people together by leading outdoor walking tours of African-American neighborhoods. NPR's Netta Ulubi got her own tour and has this report.
Samson Livingston is out all the time digging up stories of Indianapolis buildings and byways. His friends, he says, give him grief for never shutting up about local history.
You love history so much, almost like you think about it all day. I'm like, I do.
In college, Livingston did not major in history. He was an athlete, captain of his Division I football team.
I took all the history electives that I could. I'd even miss practice sometimes to sneak in an extra history elective.
It was his major in marketing that helped Livingston build his business leading tours.
Now, that's our Capitol building made out of Indiana limestone, Bedford, Indiana, limestone capital of the world.
This tour is really about other monuments, like the site of a historic African-American community center active in the 1920s when the Ku Klux Klan essentially ran local government.
Center Avenue YMCA was right here. It was once the largest black YMCA in the country. Finding these cool stories, black history, women's history, Native American history, things that I wasn't told about when I was a kid, and it's cool to discover them later on.
On his tours, Livingston points out what used to be the world headquarters of the first female self-made millionaire. Madam C.J. Walker sold black hair care products. And he plays music by great Indiana jazzmen like Freddie Hubbard, Wes Montgomery, and Larry Ridley, who wrote a song called Indiana Avenue.
Indianapolis, they used to call it like Indiana No Place. They used to call it Naptown because it was that boring. So they said there's nothing to do in Indianapolis after 6 p.m. People would actually come downtown and shoot visions off a light pole. Isn't that crazy?
Before this neighborhood around Indiana Avenue was gutted by an interstate and many of its buildings destroyed, Livingston says it was a hub of black entertainment and commerce.
You look through your history book and you don't see too many black people, so you're like, where do I fit in? And then you learn about the avenue and you're like, I fit in right here. Now, this is our Black Lives Matter mural right here on Indiana Avenue. Have you guys seen this before yet?
The words Black Lives Matter painted on the asphalt contain the names of victims of police violence.
Michael Taylor's name actually appears on this mural 4 different times.
Michael Taylor. He was 16 years old when he was shot in the head and killed while in the back of a squad car. Back in 1987, Indianapolis police, who'd picked up Taylor on suspicion of car theft, said the teenager committed suicide. He was handcuffed at the time. Part of Samson Livingston's tour today is visiting Taylor's mom.
I was born in 1954.
Nancy Taylor, in a cheerful yellow shirt, greets visitors in her garden. She does not talk about losing her son. She shares memories from her childhood when Indiana Avenue was filled with black-owned businesses.
All up and down the avenue, we would walk and there were shops and little places where you would go get cheeseburgers and hamburger, Woody burgers.
When Nancy Taylor's son was killed, Samson Livingston was not even born. His walking tours came out of a year of police violence, protests, and the pandemic. And he says there's a reason why they've been so popular.
We need each other, like, bad. Like, more than we ever could have realized, you know. And I think that we just miss that. We miss people. We miss being who we are, and who we are matters.
Livingston is careful on his tours about masking and keeping apart. But in other ways, his tours are the opposite of social distancing. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.